brought to you by Penguin.
Micromega and Other Short Fictions by Voltaire. Translated by Theo Cuff, with an introduction by Hayden Mason, and read by Roy Macmillan.
Both for ease of listening and because it contains details of the plot, we've placed the introduction to this Penguin classic at the end of the audiobook.
Conte. Cuckolditch. This verse tale, mildly ribald in character, dates from around 1715. It demonstrates Voltaire's gift, even in early manhood, for parody. In his poem, an orthodox mythological account of the gods is transformed into the birth of the scabrous deity of the name of Cuckolditch. The poet addresses his lady love as though he were in a conventional romance. Alas, she is married, so the only god who can help him is this disreputable instigator of infidelity. Voltaire is following in the line of La Fontaine's fables of the previous century, but here they are given a new treatment, sprightly, irreverent, in keeping with the aristocratic tone of the circle in which the author was moving. Already, if only by implication, Christian values are dismissed in favour of a pagan world of free love.
Cuckolditch.
In times past, Jove, jealous of his wife, by whose sport he was made a father, brought forth a daughter from his own head, saying, "Well, at least this one is mine." The good Vulcan, likewise obliged for his pains by the Olympian court to marry Venus, also wished for a little baby of whom he could be sure he was alone the father, for it was beyond him to believe that the lovely Cupid, and the little Cupids, those ornaments of Cythera, who, though children, can teach the arts of pleasing, were the offspring of a simple blacksmith like himself. He filled the house with his din. Cares and sorrows racked his spirit, jealous suspicions hammered at his brain. A score of times a day he reproached his spouse for her superabundant charms, a dangerous asset. Poor Vulcan made such a commotion that his brain gave birth to what? To Cuckolditch. This is the god adored in Paris, this the baleful deity, the scourge of husbands. The moment he was born, he tried out his infant wrath on his father's head. His novice hand stamped the paternal brow with the first sign of horns, the eternal insult. Hardly had this fledgling's feathers appeared than he made divine war on the gentle Hymen. He could be seen importuning that god in every place, seizing his possessions before his eyes, going from one household to the next, sometimes bearing flames and destruction, with firebrands in hand, lighting up his spoils for all to see. At other times, creeping in silent shadow, brow veiled in innocence, the sly one within a husband's home, turning a trick without scandal or sound. Jealousy, with pale and livid flush, and malice, with false and perfidious gaze, guide his steps to where love leads on, followed uncaringly by sensuality. His quivers are filled with various shafts for the conquest of both husbands and their fair wives. Arrows are there to pierce reluctant ladies' hearts, horns are there for husbands' brows. Now a god like this, malicious or not, fully merits that his offices be sung, and whether from necessity or prudence, we must offer him our devotions, our incense and our candles. Married or unmarried, whether one acts or lives in fear, one must ever court his favours. O Iris, whom I shall always love, when you were still in command of your own wishes, ere a contract upon your affections had yet enslaved your bright days, I invoked only the god of love. But now that Hymen, father of sadness, has placed you beneath his rule, to Cuckolditch must I now turn. He is the only god in whom I can believe.
The One-Eyed Porter. The suggestively erotic quality of the above poem is also a striking feature of this, one of Voltaire's earliest prose narratives, which we now know to date from about 1715, although not...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?